All right, Marcel, for Tutor Sports Inquirer here with junior defensive specialist Wimberly Wilson. Had some tough matches last weekend at Virginia and Virginia Tech. What can you take from those contests in preparations for this upcoming set of matches?
I think what we talked about most after the Virginia Tech and Virginia match is how we can be better teammates to each other. And I think, especially towards the end of Virginia Tech, we kind of realized that we need to communicate better, and really like that would help us mesh better on the court. And so taking that perspective and going into these next two, well, I guess we've just finished our last two practices before we play Miami.
Yeah, we are speaking to you right now on Tuesday evening, and you play Miami on Wednesday, and you have Thanksgiving on Thursday, and you close out with Clemson on Friday. A little bit different schedule than I'm assuming that all of you are used to with the holidays thrown in there. How are the preparations going to go for the next few days for the team?
I think preparing for Miami and Clemson, it takes a lot of mental strength, you know, knowing that the holidays are there. We do kind of have a nice little break on Thursday. We are going to have the afternoon off so we can go eat with our families. And in last year, we were actually in Florida. So this is kind of a different change to be in Atlanta. Like, a lot of us are from Georgia, so getting to go home is really nice. But while like enjoying the holidays, still keeping our mindset on the upcoming games and preparing for that as well.
Okay, and we'll get to those matches right now. You have Miami on November 26th, which is Wednesday, and Clemson on November 28th, the Friday. What are some things you're working on in practice to get ready for those contests?
I think with Miami, we know that they have big, strong hitters, and just being relentless on defense, really getting in there and pursuing all balls. And Michelle's really stressed trying new things and basically giving Miami and Clemson a new team to look at since we have played them before, just trying something new for them to see.
Okay, finally, make it personal. You are from Marietta, went to Pope High School. Very familiar to a lot of my readers, and because it's our local website. Why did you decide to stay in the Metro Atlanta area in Georgia Tech when I'm sure you had offers and a lot of other people want to go away from that?
I actually did not want to stay in Atlanta to begin with. I thought I wanted to get as far away from Georgia as possible. But when I came to Tech, it was almost like a whole new place. I grew up in Marietta, and getting to see the city was kind of a treat. I only saw, you know, certain places, if we were going to like Cirque du Soleil or something downtown, some event. And I hadn't really experienced like Atlanta until I came here on my visit, and I got to see the city and how awesome Georgia Tech's campus was, being like its own little campus in this big city. And that was pretty much what sold me. And I realized Atlanta would be a whole new terrain for me, even though it was close to home.
And what are you majoring in?
My major is literature, media, and communication.
A very unique major in an Institute of Technology.
Yes.
How did you come about that major here at Georgia Tech?
So I've always been really interested in liberal arts, but science and computing and the hard sciences have also been something I've really enjoyed in high school. And my major pretty much lets me combine both of them. And look at how media and, you know, literature and communication like affect the way people perceive like science and things like of that nature.
And doing my research, I noticed you have a strong interest in science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you able to, first of all, why that interest, and how are you able to kind of tie that into your major, your interest in science fiction?
Well, science fiction is just really awesome. I mean, I love everything about science fiction. I think like having these ideas of the future represented in stories and how technology could be is really, really cool to me. I like to look at science fiction through kind of the media lens, so science fiction in television and movies, that's kind of where my focus is with science fiction. Yeah, I just really enjoy it.
In the past few weeks or maybe a few months, has there been any interest or any subjects that have really intrigued you in science fiction in your media? Whether it's a movie or a documentary or journal, anything like that?
Science fiction that has intrigued me lately. I'm not so sure. I know science fiction television. One of my favorite TV shows is Orphan Black, and that's coming on. That season is starting soon, and I think that's a pretty interesting storyline. It's about cloning, which is kind of interesting, and maybe something that could happen in the future. So I think it's pretty interesting.
Good, good. And also, you see you have a musical interest as well. What instrument do you play, and how often are you able to play it now?
I play the ukulele. I don't get to play it too often. I actually left it at home at my parents' house, so it's in Marietta. I don't like to play it because I live in a small apartment and I don't really want to wake my neighbors, because the only time I'd really get to play it would be at night after practice. But I do dabble in rap sometimes, but that's pretty much only for my teammates.
I get you. Well, I won't ask that. I said pre-interview, I would not ask you to do a freestyle, so I won't do it now. Well, why the interest in music? What really got you into something like ukulele or even rap music?
I'm a huge music fan. What I ultimately want to do with my major is run concert venues or like music festivals. And I just think like the art of performance is so, so cool. And with rap music, just the ability to basically tell a story or say something using your words and use them creatively was so intriguing to me. So I kind of like decided to try it out for myself. And I mean, I don't think they're very good, but my teammates absolutely adore them. They like to see me spit some rhymes. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so I think that was kind of where my interest came from.
Okay, and lastly, we're in the holiday season. We're in Thanksgiving, Christmas is right around the corner, mm-hmm. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all of those holidays put together. What's a favorite holiday memory that you have in your lifetime?
Favorite holiday memory definitely is Thanksgiving with my extended family. They all live in Georgia, but I don't get to see them often because they mostly live in Macon, Georgia. But every other year we get together on Thanksgiving and we just have this huge family reunion. And it's usually like one of the only times I get to see them. And this year is actually the year we're going to get together again. So that's probably my favorite memory.